This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump says the U.S. is ready to respond to an assault on Saudi Arabia's energy infrastructure, an attack his administration is blaming on Iran. AP Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
In the president's words, America is locked and loaded, and a U.S. official says a military response is among the options.
This was a deliberate attack on the global economy and the global energy market.
Even as energy prices spiked, Energy Secretary Rick Perry said the market is resilient. The president's authorized releasing U.S. strategic reserves if needed to stabilize it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Tunisians went to the polls Sunday to select their next president. Unofficial results suggest two outsider candidates are ahead. More than 7 million people were eligible to cast their ballot in what is only the country's second free presidential election, 8 years after its so-called Jasmine Revolution. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal troubles.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. North Korea says it may be willing to discuss denuclearization with the United States if unspecified threats and hurdles to its security and development are addressed. The comments Monday by North Korea's foreign ministry come days ahead of what U.S. officials hope will be a new round of talks. From Washington, this is VOA News. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has the latest.
Let's move! More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. 36 people are missing after a boat sank in the Congo River on the outskirts of Kinshasa. Police say 76 people survived. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker held their first face-to-face talks Monday without any visible signs of a breakthrough on a Brexit deal. The two men talked over a 2-hour lunch amid claims from Britain, though not the EU, that a deal is in sight. The European Commission says Britain has yet to offer any legally operational solutions to the issue of the Irish border, the main roadblock to a deal. Democratic leaders are warning President Trump that any proposal on gun control must include a House-passed bill to expand background checks. AP's Julie Walker reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they spoke by phone with President Trump, who told them he was working on a gun plan. Schumer says while he's holding out hope, he's not expecting anything.
Right after a terrible tragedy occurs, he says we have to do something on background checks, and then he backs off. And the word is that the NRA and others are putting pressure on him, and the thing that he will go for will not be acceptable.
He's also pushing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to let the legislation go to the floor for a vote. McConnell has declined to hold a vote on background checks, saying it's not clear Trump would sign the law. Julie Walker, New York.
Hundreds of medical staff at one of Hong Kong's main public hospitals rallied Monday to support months of protests for democratic reforms. This comes after new violence over the weekend rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Staff at the Prince of Wales Hospital formed a human chain and urged the government to resolve the conflict by acceding to protesters' demands. For all the news whenever you want it, please visit us at voanews.com. And for news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA.